Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
The volume is right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner. I'm throwing an oracle. If you've seen The Matrix, you know what I'm talking about. Teacher, but more importantly, a student, ongoing student, Global Happiness Specialist. The nerve, who the hell does she think she is exactly? And let me say right off the bat that I do not pretend to have all the answers. What I can share with you, because I was asked this just this week, and sometimes I share it and sometimes I don't, but let me just start from the beginning. When I was younger, you remember when you used to blow out the candles and make a wish? In your birthday cake, or throw a coin into the fountain, or throw a coin into a body of water, and you make a wish. Well, when I was in my teens, I always wished for the same two things. And someone asked me, well, how did you know? What? And they were, number one, I wanted to live to my potential. I had no idea what that meant. I had no direction, but I just said, I want to live to my potential. And the second thing I wished for was, I wanted to be happy. And like most programmed individuals, I thought that this happiness was going to come from accomplishments or achieving goals or money or my true love. Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Right, yes. Or how I looked or how much I weighed on. And or how about this one? How many people are listening? How many likes I get? It doesn't matter if I have one person listening or zero people listening, because let me just share this really quickly. When I started my online shows, this was, wow, over 10 years ago, maybe 12, because I've recorded at least 600. Yes, I know, you heard me, 600. And in the beginning, there was no one listening, and I remember complaining, hey, universe. No one's listening. Where are my listeners? Because I used to look at the stats. And then the universe replied to me, we're listening. Isn't that enough? And quite frankly, that was over 10 years ago. So for me, the practice is, it doesn't matter about a number, a bank account number, how much I weigh on a scale number, it doesn't matter. Or how many people are listening, how many likes. I promise you that paying attention to numbers, how does that add to contentment? How does that add to your peace? And let me say this again, back to the happiness. When I talk about happiness, let me give you my definition. My definition is the ability to be an energy, a vibration of peace and contentment, regardless of what life throws at you, regardless of what life throws at me, the ability to vibrate peace and contentment. And that has nothing to do with what happens or what doesn't happen. So my definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace, the ability to feel content. I know I said that three times. And the good news is this happiness thing, this contentment thing, this peace thing, it's a practice skill. just like any other skill, from being a writer, a speaker, a chef, an athlete, musician, actor. My best friend is actually at the Oscars now. He's security, but he could care less. I don't even know why I threw that in. It's not about where you are, what you're doing, who you're around, the contentment doesn't come from anything external. It doesn't. All the peace, all the contentment comes from within, but the programming and the book that I'm writing and finishing one of these days, Program for Unhappiness. So it's the programming that causes the suffering. It's the thought that I identify with that causes the suffering, not the event, not the circumstances, but that's the program. It's what's happening. Somebody can make me feel a certain way. Someone can offend me. Someone can make me angry. Someone else can, the blame game. Talk about a virus. Talk about a pandemic. How about a pandemic of blaming, blaming your circumstances for how you're feeling, or blaming the relationship you do or do not have? Who won the election, or the price of gas, or the weather? It's not the health. It's not your aches and pains in life. It's not money. It's not how you look. It's not how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. Your contentment depends on what you practice on a daily basis. Your contentment, your peace, depends on what you practice. And means when I say practice, that's the good news. It comes back to you. It comes back to how important, or how much are you committed to vibrating peace at all times. That's impossible. That's not human. That's why I gave up my human status. No, I'm not human. I know I got in a human body, but I'm, you know who you are. We're having a human experience, yes. But am I human? That's debatable. So you want to feel different in any challenging moment? You can. All you do is look in the mirror and find a different perspective. But finding a different perspective, especially when I'm stuck with one and only seeing it one way, I'll give you a hint. If you can only see a challenge, if you can only see something, you know, Guy Finley calls it unwanted moment. I love that. You can't get any clearer than that, an unwanted moment. The unwanted moments, oh, my goodness, do I have time? Do I? No, I don't. Do I have time to list the unwanted moments? But let me be very clear. Unwanted moments by what entity says this is an unwanted moment? Is that really who? Is that me? Or is that my lower consciousness? Is that my mind? Is that my, you know, the thoughts that just do not stop? I'm none of those. I'm deeper than that. And when I say I, it's just that I don't like saying we, because I cannot speak for anyone else but myself. And that's one of the reasons why I don't say we. Anywho, the back to the blame game. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's up to each individual to determine if that's even important. And in my life, it's number one, contentment, peace, number one. And let me say this. Oh, my goodness. This week, the universe hit me. Oh, my. Oh, Lord. If you've listened or if you know me, I'm one of those that the opposite of a doormat. Can you tell? I'm not going to be walked over. this perception of being walked over. And so with that, there's if my ego says or tries to convince me that someone or something is trying to take advantage. I'm ready to fight. And I don't mean this fight. I'm just talking about mental, you know, emails, texts, all of that. A struggle, a resistance. I'm ready. I know how to do that. That's easy for me. Easy for my ego. But the truth is, the universe revealed this to me years ago. That fighter thing and not being taken advantage of and all of that in my, all of those programmed thoughts, all of those programmed behaviors. Guess what? That's not who I am. What I discovered and what I said before is that I used to walk around with a hammer in my hand. I mean, not a little hammer. I mean, one of those big mallets. Bam! If somebody was coming or attacking me, and I, you know, I'm not talking about physically. Bam! Hit them with the hammer. Oh, they knew not to F with Rebecca L. Norrington. Oh, yes. Not me. Wrong day to do that. And I used to take pride in that. I mean, I could feel it. Yeah, don't F with me. And I could give you a story as to where all that started, but that's just a story. And it's a program story, too. And that's another thing. Pay attention to those stories. Pay attention to those stories that keep repeating and repeating. And I'm here to say that the stories that I tell have a lot more to them than my little pea brain can ever even imagine. I learned a long time ago that this plan, I have maybe one-tenth of a tenth of a tenth of information. I don't pretend to know anymore. I don't pretend to know answers. What I do practice is being okay, living with uncertainty. Being at peace with uncertainty. I mean really at peace. So that means no future planning, a lot of inspiration, definitely, a lot of inspiration, but no future planning. And when I say inspiration, inspiration to act, inspiration to do something, inspiration to send an email, inspiration to finish this chapter. But as far as this future plan, I'm robbing myself of the present moment. But let me get back to, this was an introduction, let me get back to just, I want you to make sure that I explain happiness is a practice skill, and then it really is reverting back to, so happiness is energy, it's an energy, it's a state of mind, it's a state in mind, it's an energetic vibration, if I could even get that out. And there's nothing wrong with titles or money or accomplishments, but just don't think doing is going to bring contentment. Just don't think that brings contentment. Contentment starts from within. And before I go on to today's topic, because this topic of self-awareness hit me right in the face, baseball bat to the back of the head. And I mean, bam! I shared with you a little bit earlier that I'm a fighter, and currently, remember that it was the Ed Sullivan Show, or any of those variety shows, even Johnny Carson. When the people, you know, do they have those anymore? Those plate spinners? The people would get, they would have long sticks and put a plate at the end of the stick, and they would start spinning a stick. Not spinning a stick. The plate would start spinning, and then it would keep that plate spinning, and then it would get another stick and put a plate on top of the stick, and they would spin that, and it would keep that spinning. Let me tell you something. Don't tell anybody. Shh, don't tell anybody. Let me count my plates that were spinning. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see. Tenant, landlord, attorney, family member. Yes, 4 plates that I had spinning. And when I say spinning, I mean resisting, struggling with, fighting against, you know, that energy. What was really happening was I was attached to an outcome. What? Yes, I was attached. Well, my ego was attached to having an outcome with each one of those, landlord, tenant, attorney, family member. I have an invested idea of how I think this challenge that I'm having in the moment, here we go with this word, should play out. And boy, oh boy, was I kicked. I was hit in the back of the head. I was run over by a truck. I was baseball back to the back of the head? I was stabbed in the eye with a fork. I mean, the universe really shook me up this week. And I cannot wait to tell you how. And it's all about practicing self-awareness. And so the title of the show is, you can write it, but do you send it? But can you send it? What that means is all of the emotions, say anger, frustration, annoyance, this isn't just, this isn't right, this isn't fair, this should be exposed, all of that. All justified, of course, my ego justifies all of it, all of that. Just blew up in my face, blew up, and it started with looking in the mirror. Of course, I teach the classes, The Truth About Happiness. I've been teaching these classes, The Truth About Happiness, for at least 15 years now, California, Oregon, and now in Las Vegas. So these classes, and again, when I say student, that's my number one title, student, ongoing. But let me back up just for a second, because I get new followers and new listeners, and I just wanted to share, very, you can Google this. It is a very famous study. I don't know how many people are aware of it, but I really like to make a point of sharing this on the show, and it's called, you can Google it, it's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying, and guess what? I'll just read them to you. It's done by a hospice nurse. I believe she's from Australia, yes, Australian hospice nurse, and so she interviewed, she asked her patients that had weeks to live, months to live, a limited amount of time to live. I don't know about you, but that's powerful and the truth. Can you imagine saying anything other than the truth when you're looking at, I'm not going to be here I'm not going to be here much longer? If you don't have reality then, but who knows? So these same 5 regrets kept coming up over and over and over again, and I'm going to share them with you. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and my aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. Ooh, I wish I didn't work so hard. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, you know I don't have that issue. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. But you know what I am going to say? That maybe years ago, I wasn't as open to, well, it's not about open, but it was, I did have a fear of, if I said this, if I believe that and I said it out loud, then people are going to think a certain way. That's all gone. You're going to think of me however, you're going to judge me however you want. Not that you're not important, but the universe is okay with me. And if the universe is okay with me exactly the way I am, guess what? I am too. Back to the regrets. I wish I had the courage to speak my mind. Number 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I always put an asterisk by this one, because sometimes we outgrow people. Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with me. Sometimes growth just takes me to another place where I am not in contact with certain people. Yeah, that's it. So that's just my take on it. That's just me. And the fifth one is, of course, is I wish I would have been happier. I wish I would have been happier. My favorite quote from Abraham Esther Hicks is, you cannot have a happy journey. I messed it up already. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And again, this happiness, this what I'm talking about is now, oh, I'm happy. It's an energetic vibration of peace. Ooh, and that's my little introduction. Here we go. When I say that there is a program that's involved, it starts at a very early age. And the practice for me is getting back to who I was before the programming. And the good news is whatever you learned about this life or whatever you believe and it's not serving you, and that's right, but not serving you, it's just not the truth. It's not the truth. Whatever you learned, you can unlearn with practice, with commitment, and prioritizing it. You know what I found out? That there's a very small percentage of people, very small, very teeny tiny, very small, that even prioritize this contentment thing, that even prioritize happiness. No, the world teaches, the world sells dissatisfaction with your life in this moment. The world sells dissatisfaction. Who's saying be satisfied? And when I say be satisfied, I'm not talking about don't grow or don't do or don't expand. No, I'm talking about the vibration of satisfaction in the moment. Because I guarantee you that if you're dissatisfied with your present moment, if you are dissatisfied with your present moment, you will be dissatisfied with any future moment also. What? What did she say? How does she know that? It's just like carrying, it's like overpacking for a trip. One of these days I'm going to be able to stop overpacking. I don't know why. It's just, overpack. I didn't need this. I didn't need that, but I packed it. It's always good to have more than less. Not if you're the only one carrying your luggage. And now I'm to the point where I ask the stewardess on the plane, can you help me with the picking up picking up the suitcase and putting in the overhead? Oh, my goodness, this 67 years old, not to say that I'm weak, but I ask for more help now, especially lifting. Back to the topic. Back to the topic, which was dissatisfaction. So my practice is the vibration of satisfaction, whatever the present moment brings. Self-awareness. How can you test for that? Do you think that self-awareness is, this is actually a really horrible question, beneficial? How is it serving you? I was listening to Guy Finley, and I said his name twice today. You can Google him, G-U-Y. His last name is Finley. He's in Oregon, Medford, Oregon. I've met him, and he gives four talks a week, three talks online. You can Google him. And yesterday he was talking on Insight Timer, free talks. And yesterday he was saying on Insight Timer, which started all of this snowball for me for the self-awareness. Uh-oh. Happiness specialist caught. Happiness specialist exposed. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, if you are self-aware, if you practice self-awareness, you will do nothing, you will do nothing, say nothing, behave in any way against yourself. again, paraphrasing, if you are self-aware, you will do nothing against yourself. It's like attacking self, self against self. Why would I do that if I'm self-aware? Here we go. Can you, I can write it, but can I send it? I mentioned earlier about the four plates that I have spinning. Oh, let me just, I might have said this last week, but let me just give you an update on the landlord and how the toxic fumes in the house a week and a half ago. The two drawers in the kitchen, the top drawer, you couldn't get in and out. You had to shimmy it, and finally it just broke. So the landlords came because they're very thrifty. They're very thrifty. They're very frugal. They're very cheap. Whatever word you that doesn't push your buttons. Because, you know, these cheap people, if you say cheapy, well, it's just frugal. And if you say frugal, well, it's just thrifty. So whatever word you want to use, the people that are very conscious about how much money they spend. So they come and they fix everything. There's nothing new here, but the screen door when I first moved in, they didn't replace it. They repaired it. And this screen door, I forgot. This house was built in 1995. How many years old is that screen door? Anyway, that's who they are. So the landlords came, put these drawers in, and they also used this toxic glue that wasn't dried yet. So I took both of the drawers out, put them outside, and I did say in my text, see, this is here we go, self-awareness. I did say in my text, I hope it doesn't rain. Come on now. Come on. That had an agenda to it. That had an intention to it. You know, this is back to me. A little smart comment. A little comment that what was that creating? Any peace? Absolutely not. And so guess what happened? This week, of course, it rained. And the drawers are still outside. My landlord texted me. And they're really heavy drawers. They're not light. This is old cabinets. Rebecca, can you bring them in the house? No, the glue is still smells. So what I did, I put them underneath the awning and it didn't get wet. Yesterday, there was a sprinkler leak outside, and the water shot up, and I had the window open, shot up. And instead of the sprinkler, instead of the water spraying on the, well, we're in Las Vegas, the rocks and some of the bushes and some of the cacti, no, it was spraying right into the house, right through the window, right into the house, right on the floor, through the screen, on the shutters, blah blah blah. So I took a video of it, texted my landlord, and I said, this is what's happening now. What I did was I went outside and I tilted the because there's a little hose that comes out before the sprinkler. And so the head of the sprinkler was pushed off, and there was just a wire spitting up, and it was just pointing to the house. So I went outside, pointed the sprinkler in the other direction, put a heavy rock on it. So now the sprinkler is still water is leaking, but it's going in the opposite direction. Now it's not in the house. Oh, I'm a genius. And, of course, I text them. Now I still have on my mind, here we go, I still have on my mind, so I'm in the past, you know, the drawers and the toxic fumes in the kitchen cabinet, and they wouldn't have toxic, they wouldn't put their family, they wouldn't subject their family to toxic fumes, because the response I got back from my landlord was, the fumes will be gone in a few hours. Well, in the middle of a few hours, I'm passed out on the floor breathing toxic fumes. I mean, these are all the stories in my head. I'm just sharing. What is it called? Full disclosure. You know, the Wizard of Oz pulling behind the curtains. The day in the life of a happiness specialist. Whee! So here we go. Still, the drawers are still outside. It's 3 weeks later. I haven't had kitchen drawers in this for 3 weeks. Oh, because last week I'm not going to say excuse. The comment was, we're both sick and we can't get over there. We don't want, here we go. We don't want you to get sick too. So we're going to put the drawers in after we get over whatever we get over. And I didn't even ask what they're sick or why are they sick or what are they sick from. I didn't even ask. Am I yelling at you? By the way, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Or if you're on Wisdom, just ask to join. You know, I get so passionate, and my voice just gets so loud. I'm a boot camp instructor. I've been teaching fitness for 45 years, never used a microphone. So just lower the volume if it's annoying. Whee! Okay, here we go. So that was this week. They're sick, and they did not want to give me whatever they had to come and put the drawers in. So that's another week of me waiting. And, of course, my ego comes up with, you're sick. You don't mind. You're pretending to care about my health, but you didn't care if I was breathing toxic fumes a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier. You didn't care about that. Your family, you wouldn't put your family in that position. I'm just sharing with you all the stories in my head, all of the stories that the ego uses just to keep itself alive, just to keep itself alive. And I know what kind of food and I know what kind of fuel my ego loves. And it's so custom for me. And I haven't said anything. I didn't come back. I did with a text, nothing. Until yesterday. Here we go. When I sent the video to them about the water leaking and I told them I pointed the water the other way, I received a request. What I received was an assignment. Now, remember, the drawers are still outside. I received an assignment. On Monday, first of all, we're not responsible for the outside. That's the HOA. Okay, thanks. And on Monday, when you see the gardeners, let them know about the sprinkler head that's broken. Which is so funny. This was before I got to my self-awareness part. So I text back. Here we go. I text back. Well, the outside sprinklers are, no, they text to me the outside sprinklers are the responsibility of the HOA. But I'm not responsible for, I'm a renter. I'm not responsible for contacting the HOA, am I? So I text that back. I'm not responsible for contacting the HOA. Again, this still underlining bull crap, bullshit. I'm going to say bullshit. I'm my own bullshit just to keep something stirred up, drama, or to, you know that when you try to stab with a knife and you want it, stab and you want to twist, this back and forth bullshit, that's what I'm going to say. That's what it is. All ego-driven, though. It's not who I am, but boy, oh boy, was it hungry yesterday. And so I wrote out this text. Oh, I forgot. While I'm sitting there, the water sprinkling, it's going in the opposite direction, the doorbell rings. And by the way, the doorbell goes, I mean, the doorbell will give you a headache. It's so old. It doesn't even sound like a doorbell. It sounds like somebody's been tortured. And my landlord said, live with it. So I've lived with it. Anyway, that doorbell rang. And then I get a banging on the door, not a knocking, a banging. Bang, 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 bang. I don't get up because I'm not going to answer the door. And then I hear this, security, security, is there anybody home? Security. Well, what my landlord did was called the HOA security. because of that leak. And they called the HOA security, and they didn't tell me they were calling the HOA security. I guess they were done with me and my little smart comments. I guess they were, who knows? I cannot pretend to get inside of someone else's head. That's another thing. Don't think you know the motivations for anyone else other than yourself. That's called the practice of staying out of everybody else's business. And I'm going to tell you that I definitely had an attachment to an outcome for those drawers in the kitchen with the fumes and that water sprinkler that kept sprinkling. Plus, there's a drought here in the desert. Anyway, not that I'm into that either. I'm backing up. So here I am, the security. I open the door. I lead them around to the back, and the security people, yeah, this is what happened. The sprinkler head came off, and that's what's causing the leak. Thanks. That's another one of my buttons stating the obvious. Well, that's why it's shooting out like that, because the sprinkler head just popped out. Oh, I don't know what that is, but my ego does not like me to feel like these people. Come on, I understand that. Tell me something. Here we go. This is a good one. This is one of my programs. Tell me something I don't know, please. Can you tell me something I don't know? Don't tell me what I know. I'm just letting you in. Full disclosure here. Happiness specialist gone mad. Here we go. After the security, I text my landlord. Did you call security? I'm thinking, who called security? Yes, we did, but they didn't tell me. Here we go. I start this long text about the toxic fumes, and they wouldn't do that to their family, and they have a aunt that's in there in her 90s, and I'm sure they wouldn't subject her to toxic fumes in her house, but they do it to me. I mean, the whole thing, what else? Oh, I mean, the text probably took me at least 5 minutes to construct. It was genius. It was brilliant. But there was no anger to it. But there was definitely, I forgot. This is what I said. And when I texted, I meant it. I'll be moving out. I'll give you plenty of notice, because now I've got a whole, and this isn't just the first time. I'm just giving you what's happened in the last 3 weeks. I mean, I've been here a year and 3 months, and I've had back and forth. And so it's a combination of a year and 3 months. But let me be very clear. Now I'm holding on to, now I'm counting. Now I'm keeping a tally of unwanted moments. I'm keeping a tally of what I feel is, what my ego feels is unfair. You following me? I write out this long text, and at the end, yeah, I'll be moving out. Don't worry about me. Because one of the things that they said is, you're the best tenant. I mean, I washed the windows, I have professionally cleaned, on and on and on. I may be going on a little bit too long with the story. I will wrap it up. A full text. But I didn't send it. I couldn't send it. My ego wanted to send it, but there was something, and I already know, I mean, this. I'm too practiced not to know that if I sent anything, number one, I had an agenda, number two, I had an intention, number three, it wasn't to, okay, we'll work it out. No, that wasn't it. It was to attack, even if it's an attack by text, still an attack. Wrote it out, and I knew, especially with that guy Finley telling me, if you are self-aware, you will do nothing against yourself. So me sending that text What am I going to be creating? Anything peaceful for my existence? Anything that even resembles peace? And especially, here we go, especially to those people that are programmed. There's no reasoning with convincing programmed individuals. I'm not judging them. I'm just stating a fact. There's no reasoning with a program. There's no changing a program. So here I am. I looked at that text longer than it took me to write it. Longer than it took me to write it. Oh, you know what? Hold on a second, because I printed something out. Oh my goodness, let me just take this with me. Okay, you're going to walking and talking with me. I've got to go to the other side of the room and take this out of the printer because I have to share with you what I know. I use that word share a lot. I have to say what I did this morning. That's why this is so fresh. Oh, okay, good. I got it. I didn't want to leave that out. Okay, here we go. I couldn't send that text, not being self-aware and not practicing it. So here we go. And it got darker and darker and darker and darker, and I couldn't send it. So I had the same type of exchange this week with a tenant, the tenant that I have in my Oregon house. Same type of thing, back and forth, long text last night. You know, I've been going back and forth with this attorney, you know, the attorney that's responsible for giving that family house to the handyman and over $200,000 worth of legal fees, blah, 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 blah. So I'm fighting to get those legal fees back right now. All of it. The universe gave this to me this morning. I didn't send a text to the tenant that quite frankly, wouldn't allow anybody to come into the house to take photos of the house, even though it was promised that none of your individual items will be all blurred out. I just needed photos from the inside of the house, and the tenant wouldn't allow that. This was yesterday. Wouldn't allow it. Here we go. I'm attached to an outcome. I need those photographs, but the tenant wouldn't allow it. And this is the thing. This is what the universe does to me. If I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, they do this mass attack. Never one item at a time. I got plates spinning in the air. So it wasn't even enough that we'll take photos. We just need the walls, the floors. No, you can't come in and take any photos. Even if we blur your personal items, no, you can't take photos. So I made a long text for that one. Oh, and this tenant claims to, here we go to church every Sunday. In fact, so busy that don't contact me on Sunday because I'm in church and I do work after church and stay after all of this stuff on Sunday. So I'm describing what she has told me. So this morning, the universe, and you can imagine all the emails that I've had for 5 years with this attorney. You can just imagine. And none of them have been peaceful. So this morning the universe gave me this, that I started texting. I actually just, it's one of those texts that you just change the name and you text the same thing. Change the name, text the same thing to all the four individuals. And that's what I did this morning. All four plates, from the landlord to the tenant to the attorney, I sent him an email and to the family member, sent them a text. And here we go. And the text was, good morning, fill in the blank. Here we go. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to practice even more of what I teach. Number one, acceptance. Number two, trust that everything is in divine order. Number three, surrender in every moment. Number four, what God has planned for me and you, no man or woman has the power to alter that plan. And then this is an email I wrote to the attorney, and I said, after all, I did get the house back, regardless of your legal efforts to stop that from happening. And that after 2 years, yes, I did get the family house back. However, after over $200,000 worth of legal fees, so that's why I threw that in. And then number five, God placed you in my life for a reason. You are not to blame. You are my gift. Love, Rebecca L. Norrington. I sent that out via text, via email to four spinning plates. Four spinning plates. I sent that out. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to practice of what I teach, acceptance of in every moment. Trust that everything is in divine order. Surrender. I'm not going to resist. This is not my plan. I'm not resisting. And what God has planned for me, no man or woman has the power to change that plan, to stop the plan, including myself. Don't tell me I'm blocking something. I'm not blocking anything. Oh, you're blocking. I don't need to block anything. I'm not blocking it. I know that's a program. Sorry about that. I don't buy into that. I don't buy into that. I can stop anything that is planned for me. The universe has placed each one of these people in my life for a reason. The self-awareness is to say thank you, and I'm telling you, There was a story, very famous story, two stories. It's about the Amish. Years ago, you can Google it, and there was a mass shooting at an Amish schoolhouse. And this man lined up, I believe was 10 to 12 children, and shot them execution style. It was in Amish country. And the Amish, they had those schools, you know, from kindergarten all the way up to ninth grade. So they were all different ages. You can Google the story. And it's a story about forgiveness. And what happened with that the families of those children that were murdered went to the parents. And then the man that murdered these children shot himself. Killed himself. The parents of these children that were murdered, went to the funeral of their children's murderer. They went to the parents of this man that murdered their children. And they forgave them. And I remember, I've told that story so many times, but I never had the opportunity to apply it to in my life. And in my little small way, today, I'm not comparing, but today, I let go of that energy that was not universal. That energy, in fact, it was an attachment to an outcome. It was a combination, blame, lack of self-awareness, and not trusting that these people, whatever they do or however they, quote, they're in my life for a purpose, regardless of how unwanted it feels. I had never, I mean, I'd let go a lot of things. I mean, it's easy to let go of small things. That's an easy one. That's an easy one for me. But I'm telling you that this morning, sending out those four messages, with this, I altered a couple because, you know, you have to custom for each one. Change the name, altered a couple things. But sending that out, I'll tell you this. My shoulders are down. I feel like I had a new awakening. A new experience of I don't ever have to struggle or fight or resist anyone again. Now, I'm not saying that I won't, but I definitely know that there's another way to do it. And I'm here to say that it feels so good. The peace. I've been with this attorney for 5 years back and forth. He still has the family's inheritance that he's keeping. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be interviewed in about 2 weeks. That's going to go, it's going to be a national story. But I can do that now without this extra, this morning was big for me, big, and I sent it to each one of them, all four, including the attorney. I already read you what I wrote. Oh, this is my P.S. Oh, this is my P.S. that I did not read. I said God placed you in my life for a reason, and this is just to the attorney alone. This does not mean I'm not going to continue fighting for justice for the Norrington family beneficiaries. I just recognize, here we go, I just recognize that my, and I quote, programmed disdain and contempt for you caused me to suffer. And it was a programmed disdain and contempt. You follow how deep the program is? It's so deep. I'm justified on so many legal levels. Trust me on that one. You'll hear the story before the end of March. I'll let you know exactly where it's going to go live. It's going to be live. The story from the beginning to the end. And why I know that both of my parents were undue influence. Anyway, okay, here we go. This does not mean that I'm not going to continue to fight for justice for the Norrington family beneficiaries. I just recognize that my program, disdain, and contempt, that causes me to suffer. And by the grace of God, by the grace of this universe, that energy shifted this morning. And there's a huge difference between power and force. There's a huge difference. And what I was doing before was this force, this human, back and forth. You know, butting heads, struggling, fighting. You know, I say fighting, but resisting all of it. And just like a balloon that's filled up with hot air, it's deflated now. It has deflated now. I can continue. I can continue with whatever I'm doing, but that extra energy of, here we go, that extra energy of this is serious, this is important, blaming, talking negatively or... Oh, here we go. Having expectations, having an attachment to an outcome, having an attachment to how something is supposed to unfold. This morning was big for yours truly. Huge. Four spinning plates dropped in one instant. Don't think I'm running around here thinking that there's not going to be any more plates. But today, four plates this morning. Hey, daylight saving time. This morning, all the plates dropped. I don't have to keep anything spinning anymore. Oh, man, oh, man, a Shevet. Oh, so I told you about the Amish story. There's another story about a black church, and I don't, you know, I could have looked up the name, and but this was happened, oh, man, at least 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, where some terrorist came in and shot up a black church. And I don't know if it was in the South. You're going to have to Google it. Do some homework. I'll do my homework next time. And the same thing, the parishioners in that church, they practiced the forgiveness also. And I remember seeing news clips about how can that happen? How can people do that? Well, we have the greatest example of all is, what was his name? Hold on a second. What was that guy's name? What was that dude's name? Oh, that's right, Jesus. You can't get a better, and this is not religious, this is just a lesson. You can't get a better example of being tortured, humiliated, physically tortured, and then nailed to a cross, and the guy says, forgive them? That's what I'm talking about. I am not, God help, universe help me. I'm done with all of that. I'm done with the struggling. I'm 67 now, 67. I'm ready for a lazy river, easy river. And it's not about not having things happen because, trust me, I get extra. I know, I like that. Oh, I get extra. I'm happy because I get extra. No, I don't get extra. I say that tongue-in-cheek. But what I will say is I am sure not struggling. I'm not suffering. I'm not fighting like I used to. Today it was all lifted. By the grace of God, it was lifted. And the self-awareness, meaning why? Why am I saying what I'm saying? Why am I texting? Why am I talking about it? What is my intention? What is my agenda? Oh, hold on a second. Oh, here we go. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, I know her. Hello, good morning, darling. Yes. Good morning.
We got our old butts up, but guess what? We're blessed. We're still here.
That's right.
Thank you. And I was listening on Washington Journal this morning. They were saying, it's tax time. Yes, it is. What do we pay taxes for? Well, what the hell? We pay taxes for public services. But we don't engage in the measuring of the maintenance of effort for the service provided to the children in our local communities. We can't even say they don't look like us because they're just children.
Mm.
And, you know, on our, you know, gift, we've been blessed. People say, oh, I don't believe in blessings. Well, damn, you here, ain't you? No.
You know, and let me say something because that is really an important part. There was a woman, I said it last week, Kyle Moss, K-Y-L-E, and that is what you just said. She said, you are here. You are.
Yes.
And why isn't that enough?
Some people believe that they're entitled to more because they've been given more and they've just been entitled. So we can't pretend that there are not the elitists that wake up in the morning and they have good credit. That's not funny, but you're not born with good credit. You're not born with any credit. And if you got no credit, then you got bad credit. And where did it come from? well, comes from generational wealth. And some people are just blessed to harvest others. And we can't pretend that we have normal families anymore. You know, it's not that. And but if your parent doesn't have anything to give to you, what do you think you get? And if they can't socialize and find people to support them, well, you have to have some type of support. So we see these children who are abusing the children because children can't raise children. And you say, oh, my, do they not know if they hit the child so hard that that child will hemorrhage and die? What do you know? You don't know shit. You just know that you got paid. Ding, ding, ding. Human capital. You got to pay your way.
Let me just ask you, you hit on such a good point because it does start with the children and the programming of the child and the programming that says that what...
Television.
Well, no, but before television, it's the mom and dad.
Well, I mean, you could say mom and dad, but if mom and dad don't have no skills because their parents was fucking and didn't know no better.
That's true.
They just got caught up.
That's true.
And, you know, that moment of getting caught up is a moment of, you know, enlightenment. But when the burden comes, you can't lay your burden down on everybody. It's yours. It's your journey. Mm-hmm. But if you're refusing to accept the obligation that it's not you that's in, well, it is you. It's important that you eat and that you're healthy and that you have a roof over your head. But if you can't do that for your child, okay. But if you don't have no parents, you ain't got nothing to lean on. And what you do lean on, that shit might be tormenting you. You really don't know. You have to choose wisely because life is a blessing. But if you didn't choose wrong, I'm sorry. Ain't nothing coming that way.
I have a question. So can somebody that's programmed, somebody that's a robot, can they really choose? Do they have a choice? Or are they just dependent on their program? That's a real question.
Well, the whole thing is this, you know, we have to understand, green acres with the light.
Right for me. For living is the place to be.
You're all of this shit. And what do we do with it? We store it.
Mm.
But, you know, my mother was a strong woman, and when she died in December, all of us got something. And I can't say that for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a registered nurse. She didn't graduate with a high school diploma, but she had grit. She had true grit, mm-hmm. and she made it work. What can we do? We can make it work, too, but we have to start with ourselves.
Oh. I'm just listening to you, soaking it in, and I'm loving that message, and you're right.
Yeah.
It starts with the person in the mirror, and I really... really appreciate your contribution this morning. I really do.
Well, thank you. It is all about self-awareness, girl. You got it. And when we wake up, nobody can take it from us. So you have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Darlene. And thank you for, you know, meeting you. I'm telling you, started everything rolling, and everything happens in minutes time. I love you
yes,
so much. Does. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, follow my podcast.
I will.
Okay. And I love you, and take care.
Yes. So, and that's it. And when she said self-awareness, then that is really the message. It is really the message. That is the message. How self-aware are you? Are you making decisions? Are you saying something? Just are you reacting or are you responding? And that's only a question you can answer. When I wrote out that text, I was reacting. I was reacting. I was reacting. I was reacting. All four plates. But that reaction is a program, and the response is a chosen, conscious, self-aware decision. Whee! The struggle is always internal. All suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is the vibration of satisfaction is not being taught and it's not practiced in today's world. If you're not satisfied with the present moment, I can guarantee you you're not going to be satisfied with any future moment either. The ego is never satisfied. The ego is always discontented. Oh, there's always something wrong. Unwanted moment. There is no such thing. Happiness is a practice skill. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. And now, Follow me on Twitter. Of course, my website is still being redone. I don't know when that's going to happen. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube, of course. Everything needs to be updated. I get it. I know. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the book that I'm writing now is called Programmed for Unhappiness. And there's also a chapter that I contributed to in a book that was out in March. What was that, March 2022, called The Book I Read, and there was just one chapter. And that was the number one. But until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Even if you're not self-aware or even if you're practicing, you all get an A+. Love is kind and love is patient. Practice being kind and patient and accepting of yourself, because how you treat self is a reflection of how you're going to treat others. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, and most importantly, a student. Happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, and your experience in every present moment reflects on what you practice. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day. Wow.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Reality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.